Okay, so Catherine, I am speaking with you today because Seniors First BC is going to be hosting some events in Nelson coming up to deal with financial abuse for seniors. But before we get into that, can you just tell us what Seniors First BC is?
Yeah, we are a charitable nonprofit society, and we provide information, legal advocacy, support, and referrals to older adults across BC who might be facing issues that affect well-being or rights. We also assist people who are concerned about the welfare of older adults in their lives. And so we do that through a combination of social and justice-based support. And we have staff coming from a variety of professional backgrounds.
So you're hosting a workshop in Nelson on financial abuse, but there's a lot more to it that you guys do. What are the main services that you offer to, inform seniors and their loved ones about all types of abuse?
Because we have a combination of different supports for older adults, we're able to take a pretty holistic approach to supporting their needs. So our programs include our Seniors Abuse and Information Line, which is also called SAIL, which is a hotline that people can call into to discuss their issues as well as get resources and referrals. We've got victim services, a education and outreach program, and then three different legal programs. We've got a legal advocacy program, our advanced planning clinics program, which I manage, and then our elder law clinics in the Lower Mainland. Access to all of our services is free, which I'll note, although for the legal programs, there are eligibility criteria. I believe that there also is for victim services. We're assisting older adults, often who are at risk of experiencing abuse.
So as for the event in Nelson, it's on November 29th. It's a workshop at the public library dealing specifically with financial elder abuse. Can you tell us a bit about that workshop?
Yeah. So one of our organization's key commitments is to raise awareness about issues that affect older adults and providing them with assistive resources. So the upcoming presentation will introduce financial abuse as one of the most common forms of abuse. And while individuals who are experiencing it may often be experiencing other forms of abuse at the same time, like emotional abuse, neglect, or physical abuse, at Seniors First, we're constantly seeing financial abuse as the second most common form of abuse after psychological or emotional abuse. And there's been a rising number of calls that we're receiving about that. So our presentation is going to look at what financial abuse is, its various forms, causes, indicators, safety strategies, and resources that can assist somebody if they're experiencing financial abuse or if they're supporting somebody in their life who might be experiencing financial abuse.
Yeah, I'm sure this is something that's, went on forever. But you said you're receiving a rise in calls and probably due to the nature of technology now, right? It's getting more and more difficult for seniors to be financially literate. It's easier for people to make scams through emails and through the internet in general. So what are some tips to help seniors avoid financial abuse?
Yeah, as we'll discuss in our presentation, some of the best ways to avoid financial abuse is to stay connected with other people in your life, whether that's family, friends, or community services, home care services, recreational programs. Those are really, really helpful. That being connected really helps to stop any abuse that might be going on by allowing it to be noticed, identified, and helping people get the necessary supports and assistance. It's also really important for people to learn about their options and rights. So, for example, financial abuse can sometimes happen when an individual becomes incapable and they're no longer able to manage their own assets or financial responsibilities. Having plans in place can help prevent that.
You also have a partnership with Nelson Cares, the Nelson Cares Advocacy Center, delivering some more free services for low-income seniors. What's that partnership about?
Yeah, so our staff lawyers, in partnership with the Nelson Cares Advocacy Center, have a monthly advanced planning clinic, which provides low-income seniors with free advanced planning documents. So that includes wills, powers of attorney, and representation agreements. And the clinic happens, as I mentioned, monthly at the Nelson Cares office on the second Monday, and it is by appointment. Those who are interested can contact the Nelson Cares office or come and do an intake through our Seniors Abuse Information Line.
How long has that been going on for?
That clinic opened this summer and has been going along since. We're really grateful for the partnership with them.
So our radio, Kootenai Co-op Radio, we're based in Nelson, but we broadcast to a lot of Kootenai communities that, people might not be able to make this event on Wednesday. And I'm sure there's also some seniors that might not be able-bodied enough to make it. So where can they go if they want to learn some of the information that you're going to be giving out at the event on Wednesday?
We welcome any individual who has any concerns or just wants some general information to contact our Seniors Abuse and Information Line. They have lots of resources and information about financial abuse that can be assistive. Nelson Cares can also put people in touch with us. And we do have our website, which is seniorsfirstbc.ca for anyone who is interested in looking up our various programs.
That was Catherine Schlenker, a staff lawyer with Seniors First BC. They're hosting a workshop at the Nelson Public Library to help seniors avoid financial abuse. It's free to attend and will be held Wednesday, November 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To give some local context on this issue and how it's impacting seniors in the Kootenays, Laura Varigan from Kootenay Savings also spoke with us, and she says she deals with seniors experiencing financial fraud several times per week. How often do you deal with financial fraud towards seniors?
We deal with fraud on a daily basis, and depending on our demographic, we do have a lot of senior members. 2 to 3 times a week, I would say that we have seniors that are affected by fraud.
And what are some of the most common schemes you come across?
So there is a couple. One is the grandparent scam, it's called. It's a very common one where it's an emergency scam where someone will call the grandparents, either pretending to be a grandchild, a child, or a friend of the grandchild, asking for a financial help. Say, for example, they've been in a car accident. We need $500 to pay the towing truck company right away. And they make it quite urgent, and they request the funds be sent, usually via an e-transfer. Unfortunately, because it's a grandchild sounding like they're in trouble or a child, they will go ahead and send the fraudster money.
Do you have any tips or suggestions of how seniors can avoid these types of scams?
Yes, we sure do. So one for the grandparent scam, double check with whoever is calling to find out more information. Like, can I call your parent if it's a grandchild? Who is the friend? Whereabouts are you? So almost like you want to call them back and speak to them. We also recommend that they have like a family code word that only someone in the family would know. I know that sounds a little strange, but it does work. Lots of times seniors also have trouble with, you know, being tech savvy, you know, or they may have struggles with hearing on the phone. So they may think it's their grandchild, but indeed it isn't. And lastly, we just recommend that they never send money electronically to someone that they've never met.
Do you know how much money seniors are losing per year in the Kootenays because of this?
Yeah, I couldn't give you Kootenay Savings losses, however, just due to confidentiality. But I know that there is, sadly, millions of dollars are lost to seniors every year, though I can't give you any totals for our financial institution across Canada. It is up to hundreds of thousands of dollars into the millions that seniors are scammed out of.
What are we seeing as a trend in that? Is this going up?
Yes, especially the last couple of years with the invention of cryptocurrency. Lots of seniors that are being cold called for investment opportunities, and electronic funds are just as good as cash. So once it's gone, it's extremely hard to try to reciprocate and get those funds back.
So there's an event being held in Nelson on November 29th to teach seniors about some financial frauds and how to deal with financial abuse. Does Kootenay Savings offer any sort of programs or anything like that to help out with that?
Yes, we sure do. I myself have actually taken a course a few years ago. It's called Financial Literacy, and it's called Each One, Teach One. It's put on by Credit Union of British Columbia, and we took some excellent courses on how to recognize fraud and deter fraud, as well as we have a wonderful risk department that tries to stay on top of all the latest trends and security features with all our online banking. It is top priority for Kootenay Savings to help all our members, but especially seniors who can tend to be more vulnerable.
Anything else that you want to share that would be beneficial to seniors that are dealing with these type of scams?
I would just recommend, if you are ever unsure or something sounds too good to be true, please reach out to your financial institution for direction. When you're doing investments, speak to legitimate companies, not just one-offs or singular people you may see on social media. And someone in your family as well may be able to assist. And it doesn't hurt also if you feel vulnerable to get somebody with power of attorney on your account that can help you make financial decisions. That's always highly recommended. As well, the Government of Canada does have a brochure that they put out. It's from the Competition Bureau of Canada, and it's called the Little Black Book of Scams. We have them in our local branches where seniors can stop by and pick it up, and it gives a little rundown of some of the most common themes that you can see. But again, if you're unsure, just please do not send money. Reach out so we can investigate for you before you send anyone funds electronically.
Great, Laura. Well, thank you for all your advice. Hopefully that helps a few seniors out here in the Kootenays.
Yes, absolutely. And if you need any more information, you can always call Kootenay Savings, the Member Service Center, at 1-800-665-5728, or visit your local branch, or view some of our safety and risk resources online for any type of online banking.